Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to the podcast known as Wrestling Daft, known far as wide, notorious podcast, the notorious Wrestling Daft. I'm Rab Florence, and here is my man.
Hi, mate.
Grado. That's Grado there, just quietly saying, you all right, Grado? Is there something up with you?
Bit crab, it can't get really into it. Just some kind of issues here and there. I'm going to have to let you know that I'm up. To say the wee bit crabby dabby. I've been up for 4 o'clock this morning with the radio, and then I've been driving buses all day.
But is this a radio hang as well, the driving the buses?
No, it's not a radio hang. It's a promotional hang for First Bus. Well, it is sort of today with the radio, but I was learning to be a bus driver all day.
Let's cheer Grado up. I know how to cheer Grado up.
No, I'm fine. Everything's fine, mate. I'm brand new. I drove a single-decker bus for about 3 hours a day, and I think what's really hurt my ego the most is that all the bus drivers in the canteen just took one look at me and just thought, you're another bus driver. You know what I mean? I just had I've got the right figure for it. I'm just shaped like a bus driver to the point where nobody flinched all that. I must be a new start, man. And the woman who was learning me says, see at the end of the day when I passed the test, King, she went, as soon as you walked through the door, I thought, you're a bus driver. A woman that had been doing it for like 50 years, man, pure passionate about buses. Like, see the way we would go on about wrestling, like pure going on about the best routes and the best buses and all the good old days and all that. And I used to go to Castle Mountain, this guy used to give me my coat and all this, and I get, oh, the presents at Christmas, all the presents I used to get. And, oh, it's all changed days now, it's changed days now. You got a lot of folk coming in, their souls are timid and all this. And,
well, let me tell you something.
I'm harder than a lox.
It also means that you might, what it might mean is that you could actually be a good assassin as well. Is that's what assassins are good at, innit? It's like putting the gear on and walking in, and they just blend in. So, like, if you were a hitman that was going to assassinate a bus driver, you would have totally nailed it today. So it doesn't mean you look like a bus driver. I would say it means you look like an assassin, mate.
Rab, I looked like a bus driver because I had on the First Bus shirt, tie, double XL shirt, fucking the waistcoat, the full bifter, mate, the full bifter, Matt. My hair was wet, so it was kind of, I slicked it to the side and it looked like I was wearing like that wet look 99 pence gel. Do you know what I mean? So that kind of spiced up the look as well. So
you're anyway, trying to like fit in, it was like that kind of secret millionaire kind of
thing.
You're trying to. Right, let's cheer you up here, right?
I'm fine, mate. I'm fine.
Five years ago. It was a very, very special. This is the way you cheer Grado up, right? Oh. You talk about his achievements. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre, Grado versus Drew Galloway, Drew McIntyre, for the ICW belt, the big one. Grado, wee boot into the steel chair. The big man goes down. Grado rolls over him for a pin. 1, 2, 3. The roof comes off. Grado, how do you reflect on that day now, 5 years down the line?
Well, the amount of folk on Twitter that saying that's when British wrestling peaked. Say that was the for the years that it was building and it was building, we have this match, we sell it out, not a Yank involved, apart from Foley and Rhino, but he's Canadian. And we sell it out and I win the belt and just everything goes downhill. And then everybody just goes on to make careers in WWE UK.
I love the fact you said, and we did it without having any Yanks, apart from the legendary American professional wrestler Mick Foley, one of the biggest names in the history of the business.
He wasn't wrestling on the show, and we had Rhino, and he was Canadian. You know what okay. I mean? I felt he's right. A bit when how Rhino tried to get in the country that day. I told you that one, didn't I?
No.
I don't know, no. I don't think so.
He was getting mega. He was struggling to get by, what do you call it, border, because he never had a...
Passport?
No, not a passport. The work permit.
Visa.
And he was going, I'm to do with wrestling, but I'm not actually wrestling. Do you know a wrestler called Grado? And they were all going, aye, you can Grado, aye. He was going, well, I'm here to see if I'm going to try and get him to the WWE. I'm here on WWE's behalf. We're having a little look at him. And I'm like, on you come through. Tell him good luck. On you go. That's great. Hear that?
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
He's like, Susie, hey, Grado, you got me through customs, man. Fuck. You're fucking over. You're over.
That was a nice wee tweet that Drew sent out, though, Grado.
Did he say again?
It says, a truly historical and special night. Not the atmosphere. Not the sold-out SECC, not real Mick Foley being involved, not the finish, but Grado keeping up with me for over 20 minutes. Open brackets, almost.
So, lovely tweet. But, I mean, that's no... Because I've got to put my cards on the table here. Saturday night, had a I was steaming, I was mad with it, right?
Right, aye.
I'm not going to say purple eckies, by the way. Purple, what do you call the purple things? A Parma Violet gin. And I was sitting getting wrecked. And I text Drew and I says, lot big, and how's it going? I'm half cut here. Listen, that's the 5-year anniversary tomorrow. Gonna write something nice to me on Twitter.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm, aye, I was going to write something nice about it. And he went, first, I was kind of pissed off because he went, well, what I'll do is you write something and I'll reply to it. I was like, all right, fuck's sake. Right, okay. So, done that. And I'm thinking, oh, he's going to give it. This man deserves this. This man is the reason behind this. This man is the greatest and all that. And what a match I've had. And he took me to the limits. He's basically just said, fucking well done. You never blew up, you fucking fat ride. You know what I mean? Thank you, dude. He was like, how's that? I'm like, that'll be.
Well, he's a champ again. Listen, a lot of chat here. Let's move on and see what the punters are saying, right? Let's see what the punters are saying. Stephen Cliff's been in touch after our comments about Roz West. That's what I call her, Roz. I call her Roz. I've got a close relationship with her. About Roz West last week after Grado admitted he likes doing a Google search for her now and again. Checking to see if she's on Tinder yet. After our comments, he is pushing for a Roz West 2020 t-shirt. Happy to be proven wrong. We're not doing a fucking Rose West t-shirt. Jesus Christ.
I'd rather see a Louise West 2020 t-shirt.
Look at that. That's fantastic. Westy. Louise West is one of your listeners. Shout out to one of your listeners.
And it's not just Rose West that I Google. I Google
every woman. Every woman.
What are you doing tonight, Grado? Sitting Googling woman, man. Googling woman tonight, man.
It's just hunters in them, man. There's just new ones getting born all the time. It's just hard to keep up. After last week's chat about Undertaker appearing in Gimme 5 with Jenny Powell and getting angry about Ant and Dec, we've been inundated with wrestlers' appearances on 90s telly shows. Bronchello sent us a clip of Mr. Blobby wrestling bomber Pat Roach. Also sent a clip of Macho Man taking on a kid at Rage in the Cage in the Sega Mega CD on Games Master.
If you want to see any of these, just let me know.
I watched the Blobby one. The Blobby one was good. I'm surprised that the British Carney wrestling promoter in the mid-90s never go a Blobby costume and put Blobby in the bill. That's weird, that one, isn't it?
I wonder how the right situation is. Like, do you not think if you brought Mr. Blobby into the British wrestling scene, Nunu, that he would actually be quite over? He would actually, like, people would... let's say you had Mr. Blobby versus... I'm trying to think who you could have him up against.
But here's a big question, Rob. What's Mr. Blobby's NXT name? Because BBC own the rights to Mr. Blobby. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Joe Bleb, I would call him.
Joe Bleb. Bleb, aye.
And Bob
Jones? No,
he couldn't go Blobby like he used to do. Aye. He'd have to go Bleb.
Blebly Divine.
Big Joe Bleb.
The Pink Bubble. Nah, this is shit.
So you get Big Joe Bleb versus Walter. It'd be a good match. Kind of fucking look the same, didn't they, the two of them? Now, Ian Drew Dice Clay, go in touch. Ian Drew Dice Clay, one of our favourite contributors.
I'm fed up putting this guy over. I love him, man. He's the best, but we put him over every week.
Sent to Scott Hall, pissed up on Live and Kicking, wrestling Emma Forbes and also wrestling Mr. Blobby. Mr. Blobby again there. Chris had sent us one of the greatest hours of British TV you'll ever see, an hour. Randy Savage on QVC, 8 minutes, and he tells the presenter, you can call me Randy, then realises that has a different meaning in the UK. This is all good stuff. It's all visual stuff that you can't fucking look at. So, Thomas Simpson saw Vader in Boy Meets World. Westies get Kevin Nash appearing in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Wow. Kevin Nash, of course, is a very good actor, actually. He's got a lot of acting work. Gets a lot of acting work. He's been in a lot of good stuff. Ian Porter says, my mates think I'm at it, but I'm sure on Jim will fix it. A wee guy wrote in to meet or square goal Roddy Piper, run about 92. Sure they had a fight and the wee guy done a small package or some shit to win. Now, we've researched this and it's true. We've even got a picture of it, a picture of the wee guy with Roddy Piper and Jimmy Savile. And if you want to see that picture, yeah, a wee boy with a dead guy and a paedophile, you can get it on our Patreon page. If you want to take a wee look at that. Now, every week we do the pun in. We get some nice puns in here for Grado. This will cheer you up, Grado. Now, last week we suggested that it's sex-related wrestler names that we wanted. Sex-related wrestler names. So here we go.
Just before we start, I've chinned John for tagging me in the tweet about it this week. So I'm a bit pissed off because I've seen some already, so you're not getting any natural reactions here.
Right, well, I've not seen any. So.
Right, well, you love these to the point where I've just went, I'm not thinking of any more because these are all gals.
Right, so, okay, here we go. Hunk Hoggins got in touch with Hacksaw Jim Chuggin. Glasgow Bob gives us the cock and sock connection. Man, that's good, isn't it? It's good for us. It's got level state, that one. Rod Jane and Five Nights at Freddy's suggested Pocazuna. Stephen says the gobbledygooker, or Chris has Giza gobbledygooker.
That's tremendous, man.
Another Stephen, get in touch with Big Papa Pump and Squirt, or fuck's sake, man, or Jody Fleischlight.
Love that.
Willie says Booker Teabag. Henderson Experience said Scotty Two Girls One Cup. Total Scotty Two Girls One Cup Hottie and Hardcore Pornography Holly.
Ridiculous.
Ian says the Texas Pornado Kerry Von Erection. Christopher has Stepbrother Love. Bobby says the Finger Pokey Bum Wank of Doom. Reference there to the Finger Poke of Doom. Andy says Stoner Steve Austin and Zach Ryder. Jason with Gonorrhea Ripley. And Shorty G Spot. Jamie with Bingo Bondage. Depenetration X and Nation of Ejaculation. John with AJ Doggy Styles. Chris with Power and Morning Glory. Kyle with One Man Gangbang. And Wilson Valley with Hacksaw Jim Dogging. And two-time Listener of the Week, trying to retain the Listener of the Week title here.
That's Jordy.
It's Jordy.
Yep.
Two-time Listener of the Week, trying to retain his title here with Pokey Bum Bum, Pokey Bum Bum Bigelow, the Squirt Business, the Nation of Fornication with leader Ron Rimmings.
That's a belter.
And Clit Hennig. He also says the best one should be given their very own Slippy Slammer Award. Beautiful, that's beautiful. Hilarious. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that, just...
There was one he didn't include, right? But I seen it on Twitter and I thought it was my favourite, right? Also, this one, Scat Weasel. See, when I see they were great, right? But see, when I see fucking Shamer, see Adam Shane, man. He's so funny, man. I remember one time, so I used to go with a lassie called Kerry, and everybody would fucking, she was always getting on him and stuff like that, right? Anyway, long story, but fucking, she was always kind of, she's coming to wrestling shows and she'd be crabbing and that. And I remember fucking Adam going like that. How's Kerry Von Erich? I fucking piss myself, man. Which makes me think then, Kerry Von Erich, from next week we should maybe do...
Medical ones.
Medical ones. Have we done medical ones?
No, we've not done medical ones. Right, let's try medical ones. Very
so,
good.
Go for that, man.
Kerry Von Erich, lovely. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the good for the bad in wrestling. The Yes Sir I Can Boogies for the Three Lions. Yes, man, John, finally. Finally, good gin, John. Topical. You did that. So, what in you want to put all this week, Credo?
I seen your mortician documentary. I seen that fucking documentary. You know, fucking wrestlers on here. Documentary. I saw that yesterday morning. Loved that. Oh, it's annoying, man, because I had an old email, Yahoo email, for years ago. Remember when I used to email all the wrestlers, and I had a fucking email for Percy Pringle, man, 2002 or 3. Well, Percy emailed me asking me to do an interview, and he's telling me no, but he done it dead nice and professional. Do you know what I mean? Hi there, thank you for your getting in touch. It's an honour that you want to
end. Mate, did you not tell us all this last week?
He did.
All of this.
Hey, mate, sorry, man, that's bad.
Sorry. Well, I want...
fucking repeat a key, you know what I mean?
Okay, beautiful. I want to put over. What do I want to put over this week? I want to put over Drew winning the title again, because I think we're wanting to see Drew versus Roman Reigns, right? We want to see that. It's got to be an interesting dynamic here to see what's going on with the two big boys in there, and get the two big boys.
There'll be interference to protect them both.
There'll be
there'll be Sheamus or I'll be the Fiend. One of them will interfere.
Hopefully, not the Fiend.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's too soon for the two guys to be meeting. So I think what we're going to get at Survivor Series is the two of them meeting and then just some business getting left for later down the line. So somebody's going to get involved. There's going to be some kind of run-in. There's going to be something going on. I wouldn't rule out Roman Reigns letting, making it into an Uso situation instead. Roman Reigns, head of the table, can just sit back and just fucking let his underlings do his work. That's what I would like to see.
Is he tag team with his cousins again then, aye?
Well, aye, you've been following the whole story with Jay and Roman and all that, haven't you?
Aye, but I don't know. I didn't know.
Jay's kind of doing Roman's dirty work now.
Right, okay, that makes sense. Right.
So I think we could see a wee bit of that. We could see a wee bit of that. I think Roman Reigns...
The Usos 2-on-1 on fucking Drew Armageddon or something like that.
I think you're wanting Drew chasing Roman for a bit here. Anyway, let's see what punters are saying. Paul wants to put Drew versus Jey Uso on SmackDown. Great match. Almost 3 million views on WWE's YouTube channel. And Talking Shopper Mania 2 as well.
Oh, I forgot that was it.
I've not seen it.
You still haven't seen the first one, you
know? No.
Brilliant.
I don't like funny things. And... he wants to bury Elias for still thinking Jeff ran him over with the car. Can somebody please smarten him up? Daniil, get in touch. Hope I'm saying your name right there, Daniil.
It's Daniel.
Hope I'm saying your name there, Daniil. I know it's spelled funny on these notes here. Daniel. Daniel wants to put over the Brothers of Destruction special on the network. Talk about long-term storytelling. It went for years. It had so many layers. And once they bury Drew, no winning his title in front of people again. He deserves a belt and all the attention, but I feel for the guy, he's missed out on that thrill to the pop. He's missed out on it twice now. John is also putting over Drew, winning a WWE title back in Raw and the Brothers of Destruction documentary on the network. And once they bury the fact that Zelina Vega has been fired for WWE, Stephen also wants to bury the Zelina Vega release. Sorry to get political again, lads, it says, but it's got to be brought up. WWE have done plenty of shitey things, and it's time this is up there with the shittiest. It's not just the reasons why she's been released. She was a great talent. Willie wants to bury Nia Jax. mostly for the anti-vaccination stuff she posted online. Is that true? Did she post anti-vaccination stuff?
She said she wouldn't take one, she wouldn't trust it, and she would leave it to God.
But see, here's the deal, right, man? This is what winds me up sometimes about wrestling fans and all. I do think fucking MDIC that's given it the all. I'm not taking the vaccine. I don't agree with it. I do not agree with it. I think it's daft. I think it's stupid. But why is she getting shit for that? Why is it nobody can have their own views? Why is it they've got to be... Do you get what I mean by that? Why is she going to be slated because she has that opinion?
No, I think that's fair enough. I think that's fair enough. I mean, it's just this guy's opinion to burial, though. You know what I mean? It's like, it's no like, she's no losing her job about it, or she can do what she wants.
No, but you know you're going to get, she's going to get rattled online and all that. You're anti-vaxxer and you're this and you're everything, and it's just, folk kind of get peace. It's just, fucking, who cares, man? Stop going fucking let them say what they want.
Whereas my feeling is, get a fucking vaccine slapped into my arm immediately, man. Just happy, mate. Give me it. Geese it. I fucking geese it the new.
Jag it up my arm myself, man. I'm telling you.
I fucking jag it up, man. Fucking one arm, two arms, man. Into my groin. Fucking jag it up into my fucking groin, man.
If they ask me and you, right, Rab Griddle, you're going to help us out here, man. Why to go in all these houses, man, and give folk the vaccine, and we'll get everything started back up to normal. Gonna ease a horn with that.
You'd go around people's houses and vaccinate them.
How you doing, man? Here's your jag.
Margaret, there's that boy from Burniston at the door. What, he's a jag?
Hey, Margaret, you're that Grado with a big syringe at the door.
Oh, just do what they've done in Primary One. Remember, you get a jag in Primary One, the doctor went, look at the teddy bear. Like a teddy and the jaggy.
Boof, got you.
Look at the Grado doll, which should be on sale on my website by now, by the way.
No, you'd be like, ah, look at this match with me and Abyss on my phone.
You look at this email for Percy Pringle in 2003.
Jason wants to put her big Drew winning back your belt and gain it the yes sir I can boogie. Do you see he shouted that Grado at the moment?
Saw that,
in the match. What a guy, yeah. What a boy, man. I'm impressed you went more than 20 minutes with him, mate, almost. And he wants to bury the constant last minute title changes before Survivor Series. Why give the belt to Orton knowing they'd put it back in Drew a few weeks later? Makes no sense other than to give Orton another blah blah blah. Fucking one. Listen, see the attitude here. See the attitude era, which we all fucking love. We all love the fucking attitude era. The belts were fucking changing horns every fucking 2 minutes. Oh. 2 minutes, the belts are changing horns. So shut up. It's got nothing to do with the belts changing horns. Well, why is he Drew and Roman fucking squaring off? We've seen Randy Orton and Roman squaring off. Why is he Drew and fucking Randy Orton squaring off now? Woo! You can get me a Wrestling Daft content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, and Grado's going to tell you all about the tears.
Tears. Hey. I think we've had
two tears in a bucket.
I think we've had enough tear talk this week. Can I get rid of it? Tier one. Let me tell you about the Wrestling Daft Patreon. Patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We've got 3 tiers, unlike the Scottish. Oh, no, with the government, what have they got four? I don't know.
Four.
Zero counts, man.
Five. Got five.
So this is a tier that you are going to enjoy for a change. Tier one is the Cruiserweight Champion, which is $4 a month on that. You get a patron-only chat community, ad-free versions of all episodes, early access, random bonus content, the video version of the Marks podcast. You also get to vote on what you want to see featured in the list of Wrestling Daft and for the Marks Fantasy Booking Island. Tier 2, Intercontinental Champion, which is $10 a month. You get everything in Tier 1 as well as a video version of the podcast each week. You get a bonus episode every month. It's meant to be once a month. Up there now you can get the Rob and Wrestling story with Rab Florence, and you also get the first 2 parts of my story, It's Yourself, and we need to upload basically the RF shoot.
It's up.
I've done an RF shoot interview with Rab. It's pretty tasty, pretty interesting. He talks about wrestling and everything else. Plus this week, you're going to get to hear for the Marks. The Marks basically have a new monthly show. It's called The Dafties, and they argue over the best and worst wrestler. So I can imagine it's highly entertaining. They talk about talk about the best match and moment of the month, and you can also join our Patreon pay-per-view parties.
Survivor Series.
So I remember Survivor Series is this Sunday, so you can all sit together and talk about stuff, and I get just kind of connect with one another when you're watching all wrestling. Tier 3, World Heavyweight Champion, $20 a month. You get everything in the previous tiers, as well as a free Wrestling Daft Shirt design your choice, but you must be signed up for a minimum of 3 months. Plus, you get to feature on one of our shows as one of our marks or do a run-in on this show. So if you fancy that and becoming one of our patrons, sign up now at patreon.com/stressanddaft. We would love to welcome you to the roster.
It's a part of the show now. Me and Grado's favourite part of the show. Well, where we invite you, the listener, to their run-in. Come on, ask whatever you want. Might want to talk about the 5-year anniversary of Grado winning the belt against Drew. Do you hear about that? Or maybe even find out what our favourite cereal was. That's all I've got to offer is like, oh, Grado's an amazing historic thing you did 5 years ago, and maybe you'll find out what cereal Rab eats, for fuck's sake. This week, let's welcome the show Doug Bag. Where's Doug Bag? Where is he?
Hello. Hello.
There he is. How you doing, my brother? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Not too bad. Thank you for having me, guys.
It's a pleasure, mate. Let me ask you this question. The big question on everybody's lips today as we record this tonight, is your PlayStation 5 coming tomorrow?
Sadly not.
Oh, dear.
I'm still with the PS4. I'm still
What about you, Grado? Is your PlayStation 5 coming tomorrow?
No, I'm not getting one.
Oh, man.
What about you, Johnny boy?
I'm not getting one, and the Wayne hasn't even asked for one for his Christmas. I'm out of the jail, hein?
Looks like it's only me then. Looks like it's only me getting a PlayStation 5.
Are you actually?
Hey, huh?
What games do you get for it, Rab?
Got Demon's Souls coming. I've got NBA 2K21. It's a draft tonight in the NBA. Do you like your basketball, Dougie?
No, not too much basketball. I'm a pure wrestling guy. I only like simulated sports, non-determined, already predetermined sports.
So what wrestling do you like, mate? Tell us what wrestling you like.
I think you like MJF because you'll get that scarf. Do you like that? Is that what you're doing?
Well, see, this is the thing. I was kind of homaging your heel turn, Grado, because I'm a big fan of your heel turn and when you were a heel as a wrestler. And so I thought I'd come on and be a bit of a heel myself and wear the Burberry.
What was the best bit about the heel turn? Well,
The best bit about your heel turn, I just think you just took an unexpected route with it, and instead of kind of going like the monotone, like not monotone, but the delivery, I thought of instead of going big with your voice, you actually were very smooth, and I think that was really unexpected, and I really appreciated that, man.
Did you see off
your monotone? Big clicks on YouTube.
Did you see my promo in Cardiff?
I think so. That's the one with the glasses in it when you walk around.
Yeah,
in Cardiff, innit?
You see the Southampton one?
Yeah, I've seen that, mate. I'm a big fan.
Say the man, I like
it. I'm going to say yes.
Right, have you got your Christmas decorations up?
My girlfriend's big into Christmas. I'm a bit of a Grinch myself, but my girlfriend's has been putting the Christmas decorations up in November.
Fair play for having the Christmas deck. You've not got a tree up yet?
No tree yet. I've been fighting against it.
No, don't fight it. Get the fucking tree up.
I think we should have a tree on a pole match, and if I win, the tree doesn't happen. If she wins, we keep the tree. I'd say that.
You're saying you would fight your girlfriend?
Listen, you have to. It could happen.
Now be careful, mate, because
I watch what you're saying. Mate.
Just watch what you're saying, because you could have a son at your door.
Aye.
Doorstep you.
But Rab,
I'd say it's predetermined. I'd say the predetermined thing. Hopefully, get me out.
Rab, I'm with you with the Christmas decorations. Usually I'd get in about that. She's got her tree up with Dafty. But this year I think there's a bit of a... It's all right, man. It's 2020. Do what you want.
Get them up. Get them up and keep them up until the vaccine arrives. That's my thing.
Keep singing until it comes.
Who's your favourite? What did you like? Did you like the dinner debonair? The Jericho.
I was a big fan of the Dinner Debonair.
I had a feeling you just look as if you're a bit of maybe a more cultured man that appreciates something different in the wrestling scene. You're a fan of AEW then?
This is the thing. You remember Darren from a few weeks ago? Speed Dater?
Yep, aye.
The Speed Dater himself, he's all about with the ladies. I'm on the podcast with Darren. We're on the same podcast, so we keep watching AEW together.
Nice.
I'm the friend who showed them the Grado match, so I'm coming in here to get my heat back.
Do you think their roster's too big?
Yes. I think for now, yes, slightly too big. But it's good to have, to me, it's they've become PWG in a way. They've got a developmental and with Dark, they've got people they're practicing with, and then they've got people in main roster. So they seem to be expanding naturally.
What's Colt Cabana doing on AEW?
It's big.
What's Colt Cabana doing on?
He's a bad guy. Do you know my favourite? No, he said that.
No, as good as you. So
I was speaking to my father on the phone, right? And I was going, down at your run, man. I'm going to do my podcast. And he went, oh, I see that Colt Cabana started his own podcast. he's the only was the fucking first wrestler to do it, but just the way he went, as if to say, you gotta do with that. He's fucking taking your podcast.
He's copying you.
Question here, I don't want to interrupt your running here, Doug, but how does your dad become aware of the Colt Cabana podcast?
My dad's weird. He's, as I say, he logs into my ma's, who's passed away, Facebook, and basically goes on there and looks up all wrestling websites through my ma's Facebook and comments on stuff. And so he surprises me, the things that he'll say. He just wee random things that he saw in the wrestling, he'll bring up. Oh, see fucking this. I see Drew's won the title. Can he just be daft things like that?
But does he comment using your
mum's... He'll be making the money. He'll be making the big money.
Does he comment using your mum's avatar?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Should I talk you about... Should I not tell you what he done with Salkett's Vix, the football team?
No.
Salkett's Vix. Oh, you might have been half, John, but when... on Salkett's Vix, it's a junior team. You know how all the junior teams are pulling out their leagues? Right, because they're having to change the side of the park and they're having to social distance and all this.
Yep.
And so Salkett's Vix put up a statement saying Salkett's Vix will not be taking part in this year's league. And my dad wrote under my fucking Moz Facebook status, I will not be fucking missed. Yous have got the worst support in junior football. in my Moz account, man. And he done it with the buffs and all, and he went, he says, I've left a comment on the Buffs page, man, and he did, right? But he fucking taken a picture and all, so he posted a comment slagging the Buffs because they were moving parts. This is a disgrace, blah, 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 and posted a selfie, like, looking down at his phone, so his big double chin, he had his tap off and all that. So he was just a comment saying, fucking, this is a disgrace and all that. He's just pure growling into a camera, uploaded a selfie for no reason on the comment. So one guy replied underneath it, oh, dear.
I can't wait to be a da man, or not. Well, I'm a da, but you know what I mean, an older da. Right, what questions have you got for us, man? What questions are you bringing?
Right, for I got two separate ones, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
of course, mate. Yeah. Of course.
Grado, because of such a heel work, I was going to ask, what's your favourite thing to do as a heel to work up the crowd, or some of the fun things that you've done as a heel that you enjoy doing, whether that's in life or wrestling, if you either or.
Walk back through the curtains because I'm fucked. Because there's a lot, and when you're a face, you can just sell your ass off and get your win back. But as a heel, you're on tap. But I'd probably say, what's the best thing about being a heel? I suppose playing to the crowd, that was different, innit? Turning around and kind of getting into shit with the crowd, that was different. That was probably my best bit. And also, no having to dance to the ring, that was a wee change as well. That felt cool. I felt like I was 12 year old again, practicing entrances in my bedroom.
Did you get the sense, nice. Grado, that when you were healed, did you get the sense that the crowd hated you? Were you getting the hate that you wanted?
You know what? Hey, a fucking bad guy. Mate, as soon as I started talking about TNA, it was easy, man. They fucking hated that, the TNA talk. Fans, they hated that. Star of TNA, boo. Shout out to Dixie Carter, all that shit. They fucking hate me for that. I love that, man. Being the stroke and stuff like that. I fucking loved all that. That was brilliant. I'd do that tomorrow again, man. I'm telling you.
We're going to ask it again because we've asked this at the start of lockdown. We talked about all this kind of stuff, but since Doug brought it up, and it was a good thing to bring up your heel stuff because I always find it quite fascinating. When wrestling resumes, when everybody's get the vaccine pumped into their arm, when everybody's caring about the vaccine inside their wee bum bags, let me put this to you. Are you coming back as a face or coming back as a heel?
What?
You come back as a face?
What kind of question is that?
It's a legitimate question. Are you going to rebrand? Or, listen, you're the one that said that you were going to, I might come back, I might come be a heel when I come back?
Mate, see, honestly,
you say that, mate.
No, I know, but see, honestly, I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm just wanting to get back in the ring and wrestle again. I've not actually thought about it. That's too long away, man. That would take too much thinking about it, to be honest with you.
No, a good angle for a wrestler when...
Have I been too crab at the night? Doug, do you think I'm crab at the night?
No, but this is reality, mate. We're not like other podcasts. This is reality, mate. If you're feeling this way, this is a good way to do it. I get a good angle for a wrestler when all the wrestling gets... When the pandemic ends and wrestling shows start up and all the wrestlers come back and all that, right? And you know, it's going to be all that thing and it's great to be back and all that kind of stuff. Aye. I'm so glad to be back. It'd be brilliant for one wrestler to be kind of like, I'm no fucking coming back.
I'd just like, I'd rather be in fucking full though.
Exactly.
I'm going to win this match and fucking quarantine for a full year. This title will not be defended.
Brilliant. I mean, there you go. There it is.
Refuse
to get the vaccine and constantly say you've got it. I've got it. I've got it again. I've caught it again. All that stuff. And they say, well, we're going to take the belt off you. If you don't turn up on hang me, you turn up on the fucking Sunday night, but then you start coughing during the match. No, that's fucking dynamite.
No, that like the fucking, what do you call that? What do you call it? The fucking, the go-home show before the fucking big one. You know, like, phoning in on the Titantron like that. I've been exposed, so I'm going up to quarantine. So I'm going to have to put off this title match at the weekend, all right? Be funny, man. That's good.
Fucking brilliant. Be brilliant, so man.
To
such an extent, you could do a whole angle that the fucking face comes and hunts you down, Stone Cold style, to fucking jag you with the fucking vaccine. Get you down on your own hoose. Vaccine into your fucking arm. And any hiding place.
And then it's like, maybe taking this too far, but you know, you can't again, folks who sees and all that. But guys like that ends up right out the back door and we're a little roll about the back, only garden in the back. Oh, that's a lot of shit.
Don't try and take it back to your backyard in days. That's what you try to take it back to your comfort zone. Right, your next question, Dougs. Your next question, sorry.
Well, for you, Rab, well played yesterday. Not yesterday, last week for your booking on the Orton thing. I thought it was really, really fucking good. So I wanted to ask you. It was really cool. Really, really cool. I was going to ask you if you could book one match, one dream match right now, what would you book as a booker? It could be any time, any period, but the dream match with the dream... Because I saw Kelvin Brawl, by the way, and I thought it was a very good show. So if you could do Kelvin Brawl 3, what would be the main event if you could have anybody, anytime?
His booking in the first show was superb as well, by the way.
The main event, a Kelvin Brawl 3, would be if you could book anything.
And
do I have to start getting these questions in advance for you, Rab?
Oh, I know, because these are really difficult.
Get an essay on it.
These are really difficult ones.
It can just be yours. It can just be yours. It doesn't have to be like the best, just what you'd like to see.
I know you mean, Rab, then you go to your bed that night and you fucking wake up at four bells and think, shit, should I book fucking Adam Shane versus Eric Kanyon?
Like, genuinely, there wouldn't be, like, I'm speaking genuinely here, right? I'm honestly speaking genuinely here, and I'm all just saying this because of present company, right? But Grado's always been a feature in the Kelvin Brawl hangs, right? And, you know, I'm always saying that Grado, the British wrestling scene, Grado's just integral to that or Spartan and kicking off. I would love to see fucking Drew and Grado again. I would watch Drew and Grado again because I think there'd be an amazing story to tell about Drew leaving the WWE, coming back up in ICW like that, getting beat by Grado, Drew going back to WWE, winning the world title, being in the top of the fucking world and then coming back and wrestling Grado again in this kind of exhibition match. And even Grado being just kind of like, I was kind of putting out that tweet saying, oh, he managed to go with me for 20 minutes.
Brilliant.
And stuff like that. Like a Rocky story. Aye. Not necessarily that Grado wants to beat him. Grado being like, I'm not going to beat him, but I want to fucking put up an amazing performance that people are like, you know what I mean? I would love to see that. That kind of story.
I'd be there. That's
cool. That would
Grado,
be,
there.
That would make me... I would.
You'd do that, wouldn't you, Grado?
I'd hit the. What do you call that? A capillator? What do you call that fucking thing?
Claymore.
What?
The Claymore.
Oh, no, I moved. The fucking running machine with the bike with the steps.
The Peloton. The
elliptical trainer. Elliptical. What's it called? Elliptical. Elliptical trainer.
Elliptical trainer.
That would get me out of my bed to the elliptical trainer because that's what I was using before I wrestled Drew. I was right on the elliptical trainer.
And did that work well for you?
Did actually, mate. Aye, because what I'd done was...
I mean, did you were slimming that much? You'd lost a ton of weight.
Because I was still in the fire brigade then, so I was 4 days a week. I was gone for like a full hour. Well, say full hour, 20 minutes on that elliptical trainer. Gone bush, man. I loved it. And I had that match in my head. Like soon when I was blown up, man, it kept me going. Little things kept me going for that match. It was brilliant. I'd love something like that again. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Doug, thanks so much for jumping on. Remind us all again how we can catch your podcast.
So tmp.podcast on Instagram, tmp_podcast on Twitter. You can find me, Doug Bag, with 2 G's on Twitter. And it's just good bants with AEW, making jokes. Yeah, we've got a few segments.
Good luck with that, Doug. And sorry if I'm a bit crab at the night.
Mate, no, thank you for having me, man. And it's lovely to chat with you, honestly.
It's a pleasure having you on, mate.
54 episodes, been enjoying it. So thank you so much for doing it.
Cheers, man. And get that tree up.
I will do that. I will stay positive and get the tree up.
And have a nice Christmas, mate, right? Lovely.
Thank you. Same to you.
See you later, mate. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, bro. Woo!
Boys, I've got some bad news. Manscaped are sponsoring the show this week, but unfortunately, they've got the addresses mixed up. And Rab, you were meant to get the Lawnmower 3.0 coming your way, but they've sent it to Shellsuit Bob from River City by mistake.
How would you get us mixed up? Me and by the way, Stephen Purton, wee Purdy, doesn't even have any pubes, so what's the point in sending him? Why would they be sending him that?
I don't know.
I would hope Manscaped would send out another one to me because, Matt, you know, I want to feel that smoothness on my ball sack as well. But I'll let Grado, you've tried it. What is it like?
Well, it's superb, and I want to just back my fellow Panto partner here. I've definitely seen his buzz. I've seen his buzz. I've seen his back. He is a hairy, hairy boy. I don't know when the last time you've seen his ball sack, but it's hairy as fuck, mate.
Hairy genitals. You don't need them. I mean, everybody wants the smooth genitals.
No, and it's just an absolute... It's, put it this way, Manscaped being launched in the UK, I used to listen to people speaking on podcasts in America and they'd be going on about Manscaped and I'd go, I want to get that, man. But it's never... Because, I mean, I've went years without using the right tools for the job, I'm telling you.
Well, listen, Grado, I need to agree with you. Sorry to butt in, but you know, sometimes you will listen to like a true crime podcast or something like that, you know, and you're thinking about, you know, this terrible thing that's happened to a person and you need cheering up, and then there's nothing that cheers you up more than the thought of having perfectly smooth balls.
Yeah. Are you listen to JR and he'd talk away about how he shaves his balls and you just got a mega image of JR just like pulling his skin out and gone to town on it with a Manscaped.
And he wouldn't use foam, would he? He'd put barbecue sauce on his boys, wouldn't he? And he would shave using the barbecue sauce.
Absolutely. Well, if you're wanting your boys looking as trim and hygienic as JR's, then you could be one of the first men in the UK to experience the life-changing products from Manscaped. As I said, I have hurt my boys plenty of times with a bick. I have used scissors. I have absolutely scalded my boys with hair removal lotion, which, you know, I like to, you know, get about every nook and cranny with the lotion and it leaves you red raw. But that's why Manscaped, they've redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team, they've been working day and night to perfect the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. And the newly released, the just newly released, new improved Lawnmower 3.0 is in the UK. So all you podcasters out there, you podcast listeners, should say, you need to know about their third generation trimmer because I'm telling you, it has cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, and we don't need accidents when we're dealing with that sensitive area. I'm sure you've had a similar experiences yourself over the years, Rab. Well, I don't know if you have, but I'm just...
There has been, you know, you don't want the your boss is the last place you get it hurt. I don't. You can get your boss hurt in a number of ways. Sometimes when I'm reading a book in bed and I get to an exciting bit and I go, I'll leave it there for the night and I slam the book shut and I accidentally trap my boss in the book. And these kind of things you expect to happen, but you don't want to be hurting your boss when you're trying to trim them to get them ready for display.
And I'll tell you what, this is premium, by the way, and I mean premium. The battery on this Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 lasts up to 90 minutes. So you can basically step the Fitba, man, watch the Fitba, and sit there shaving your boss half time, tea time, or any time because of that 90 minutes. You can have a longer shave. And the waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower, which also helps as well. You don't want to be stunning at the sink and grooming your boss and hair's getting oily, Gaff. That's because everybody knows what a pube is, right? You can't deny a pube. You know what I mean? You can't say, well, that's an Oxner hair. That's from a fringe. People in your household will know that you've been footering about your boss. One of the coolest features about it is the LED light. So it illuminates the grooming area to get a closer and more precise trimming. So that's going to put the light on your boss so that everything is well structured, everything's calm, everything's collected, and most of all, it's safe. And
does that mean you can date in the dark, Gredo? Does that mean you can date in the dark?
You could date in the dark if you wish because of that LED light, which is very, very handy. I've never tried it dating in the dark as of yet. I've always just kind of... I've been dating it in the shower, Rab. It seems like it has become a kind of weekly thing for me to just have a wee one sewer with a Manscaped and one more point of every week.
And it is safe to use in the shower?
It is absolutely safe, right?
Because I've taken an electric bread knife into the shower a few times to try and shave my boys and get a bit of a shock. So hearing that's safe is... That's some...
Well, Rab, the deal is they've got 7,000 RPM motor on it with a quiet stroke. Did I tell you about that? They've got quiet stroke technology.
Well, it's, I mean, it's, we all like to have a quiet stroke.
It's quiet. Quiet strokes. And let's not forget about the charging stand. There's nothing better than charging up that Lawnmower 3.0. You can show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You don't need to be trying to find one of the gimmicks that folk have in their hoosies or at their what, you know, they be, you know, that, do they still even do anything?
I mean, so I could, like, I could have my boy shaver on my desk while I'm doing my work.
Aye.
Charging up.
Charging, sitting there with your phone and your vape and your ball trimmer. So if you're listening to me speaking right now, I want you to experience this firsthand for yourself. There's no point in us going on about it, putting it over. You need to feel that sensation that you get. Let's get that bush to tush clean. Get 20% off and free shipping by using the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's DAFT at manscaped.com. Make your testes your besties. And as I say, it's 20% off, free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off shipping at manscaped.com and use the code DAFT. Your boys are gonna thank you.
You just made the list!
Now, every week we run down a chart of something wrestling related on our list of Wrestling Daft. Now, you can vote for what you want us to talk about at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. And it's so crucial that you do that. Get on there. There's so much good stuff on there. What are you doing with yourself? But let me tell you, this week, the vote, it was a landslide for what is the maddest rumours that you've believed about wrestling. That was up against like Fantasy Survivor Series things. But of course, this big landslide for this amazing subject. Now, I'm not going to do a top three this week. The reason why I'm not doing a top three is I've tricked you a wee bit here with this because I have never believed a shitey wrestling rumour. And you should know that if you're listening to the show that I'm not a kind of daft guy that believes these wrestling rumours, but I've sucked yous in. Have you ever believed a daft wrestling rumour, Gredo?
Have I ever believed a daft wrestling rumour? See, be honest with you, I'm a bit like that as well, Rab. I see where you're coming for you. If it sounds too good to be true, there's a good feeling it's not true. That's the way I've always kind of... I mean, there is a couple of the... I mean, come on, let's not be honest with you. A lot of the times we're kind of fascinated by the kind of sexy ones, aren't we? Not the sexy ones, but it's sort of day with...
Macho Man and...
Sexy and all that, man. That's everybody's on it. And I'm taking it. There's going to be a lot of that tonight, John, is there?
There's a few.
No? I mean, what I meant by that was, like, you know, remember you would go on Teletext and it would, or the boat move.
your wrestling dirt sheet would say fucking Sting's backstage at Raw and all this shit.
Aye.
You know what I mean? You
and Undertaker was always backstage at stuff. I always remember. Mm-hmm. Undertaker has been seen at an airport. And also, there's been an unbelievable amount of CM Punk was seen at... CM Spunk, I'm talking about here, was seen at... You know what I mean? Constantly, let's see what the punters have been believing, because you know they've been believing some fucking daft stuff. Here we go. Bronzcello got in touch, as he always does. The rumour that Tony Atlas loves women walking on his face in trainers.
That's true.
No, he thought that was odd, but pictures have surfaced online. He'd done it at WrestleCon in Orlando, and he even does it in front of fans. It's a thing he does. That's weird, isn't it?
Tony Atlas has a severe ultimate loves feet. He's like a mega foot fetish.
Wow. Billy,
you never heard that?
What? No, really.
Okay.
Billy, or Billy for the running. Or,
what is now, what it's continued to go viral. It's had 80,000 views. This is Billy, who was on a few weeks ago with a Family Guy chat about only finding out through 9/11 through Family Guy. He is now on fucking Twitch, and it's had over 80,000 views on
TikTok.
Twitch. TikTok, that was it. Aye. TikTok, that's the thing.
Fucking grander. So on that Twitch now. I see he's stuck on a Twitch.
Sound like an old man there. But TikTok, 80,000 views.
I don't follow. I think I follow 3 folk on TikTok, and one of them's Billy.
Billy, for the run-in, said he remembers believing a rumour when he was a wee guy that John Cena and Batista were going to DNA.
Mate, if that wasn't Billy, I wouldn't laugh at that, but because it was Billy, I'm just imagining sitting there and going, well, I remember John Cena and Batista were meant to go into DNA, and I'm surprised that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Steven says another one was that Shane McMahon and Brock Lesnar legit go into a shoot fight backstage after Brock Lesnar threw the Universal belt at Vince at the end of WrestleMania 34, and apparently Shane won.
See what you've done to Mark Freeman.
Probably
you're fucking doing that again, see what you get.
You would be raging, wouldn't you, if somebody flung a belt at your dad, though?
And then holding them back, Shane, don't it? I'll be fucking trying to score Mark Freeman in the head with the belt. Fucking right.
Don't date Shane, don't batter Brock Lesnar. Dan, this is a weird rumour that he heard, and it was only recently confirmed, was the Undertaker's hatred of cucumbers. Strange. Is that a true rumour?
That was on the Paul Bearer documentary, wasn't it?
I thought it was cats that didn't like cucumbers. Well, I'm serious. Andy says that Randy Savage and Stephanie McMahon rumour, which we all know is... anybody that's a wrestling fan has heard that rumour, and let's be honest, it's probably a lot of shite.
John, you'll probably see these, but do you know hate these... It seems to be happening in every walk of life now, right? And if there's anybody out there, any wrestling fans off this show, agree with me. I'm hating these fucking YouTube videos that turn up. The top 10 reasons, and it's like an English guy, and it's not the same English guy, and it's not just English people, but it's that reason number 10, and we're in the morning, and number 9, we have it. You know what I'm talking about? They kind of videos.
What get them culture fucking, do a lot of them? What culture?
Well, not just them, but it's even in the world. Like, remember the guy on? Remember the guy that used to drink bleach and drink vodka and eat like hundreds of peanuts and all that? The guy, what was his name? What was his name again?
Blue
Shoe Nice. Do you remember Shoe Nice? Hey, Shoe Nice. Hey, yeah. I haven't watched him in years, right? There's a guy that used to pure eat hundreds of mad shit on YouTube like years ago before folk had any talent on YouTube. And I decided to keep my wee YouTube, and it was all... here's the real reason why Shoe Nice is a complete and utter wanker. You know, number 9, he apparently paid for gifts for his YouTube channel, but didn't pay the man. And it's just somebody,
I hate that as well.
Do you know what I'm talking
but
about?
You know what? That makes money, that kind of stuff. That's what people want to watch. Yeah. Number 10. And number 10 reason why is so annoying, man.
Mate, there's loads of it. Because, I mean, I get fiddled in with, man. Like, honestly, I watched a guy talk for about 20 minutes about the missing MH370 flight, and I'm going halfway through. I'm going, why am I listening to this cunt?
10 reasons why Grado enjoyed being a heel. 10, going back through the curtain to catch his breath. 9, having a bit of banter with the fans. 8, talking about Dixie Carter in front of the fans. 7, wearing a suit. Putting a suit on and a pair of glasses.
Mate, that's Rob, you're doing a better impression of me. That's exactly what it's like. I bet there's punters out there that are like, I agree with that. But by the way, the watcher culture stuff's brilliant, man. Like, as in,
they've trailblazed all that YouTube video stuff, man. They've totally nailed it. They're
so they've trailblazed all that stuff that you hate.
I'm just feeding Casey Slagman on a YouTube video.
Fucking let him slag you, man. Fucking what culture, man? Exactly. Exactly, what culture? What fucking culture is there there and what they create? This is art we create on this show. Big Mad Andy.
I do like him, but...
Go in touch. He says, mind when I was in primary, it went about that John Cena was doing the Brayhead Christmas light switch on.
That's a fucking belter. That's a fucking belter.
Louise says, Louise, I wonder if this is Westy, says, I saw a rumour online that apparently... The McMahons, we're doing an impersonation of Westy, right? I saw a rumour online that apparently the McMahons we see on TV aren't the real McMahons, but actors were hired to play them and that we've never seen the actual McMahon family.
That's a bad thing you'd believe, by the way. That's a kind of hang, man.
That's like getting into deep stuff there, though, isn't it? It's like deep conspiracy theory stuff. It's like Paul McCartney being fake Paul McCartney and actual Paul McCartney died, that kind of stuff. Christopher says, Ken Shamrock returned to WWE every single pay-per-view at one point during the late 90s, early 2000s. Yep, Shamrock popped up a lot. Ken Shamrock was seen backstage in Atlanta. Willie Jakes 2.0 says, Tommy Dreamer suggested an angle in ECW where he would get shot by a sniper and Terry Funk had to talk him out of it. I love that rumour.
Well, hold on a minute. He's done it in TNA. He did it last week. Dreamer's mega involved in a who shot Johnny Bravo. So there could be truth in that because that's the big angle in TNA, isn't it?
Right. So he's just reusing old ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Alan says the rumor that Vince and Shawn Michaels were pumping.
That's one you heard like well back in the day, wasn't it, man? That was a pure.
That's an old.
Do you remember there was a forum? Ian and Andrew Clay backed me up here, but there was a post on a website, an old wrestling forum. And it had wrestling's mentalist rumours. And see if you go on it, there's about 85 pages and there's not one boring rumour. It's just crazy.
It's just all mad stuff. Right. All mad stuff. Andy says he heard Daft Pals in school that Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich, he killed himself by accidentally doing a spin punch finisher too near a cliff and he fell off.
I heard that when I was at school as well, that he committed suicide by doing a Texas Tornado off a cliff.
Wow.
See, I remember when I was a wee guy, the rumours I remember hearing when I was a wee guy was that Texas Tornado had a wooden leg, was one of them. And it was true, right? It turned out that it was actually true that he had like a false foot or something, right?
Really?
Aye. This is fucking true.
Yes.
Now, that was one I thought was fake, but is actually true. Google Texas Tornado foot, and you will see. You will see that... Kerry Von Erich, you go to Kerry Von Erich's Wikipedia page and you go down and have I'll read it out to you. After the amputation of his foot, doctors were unable to save his right foot, amputating it, and he continued wrestling with the prosthesis and kept the amputation secret to the majority of fans and wrestlers.
What the hell?
That's mad.
But the rumour was definitely about before... you know, but before he died, and the other rumor was also the rumors about like how that's not the real Ultimate Warrior when Ultimate Warrior came back.
I remember that one.
You could believe that back in the 90s, but because that was a thing, wasn't it? Like in 90s shows and all that, wasn't it?
And he looked different because he wasn't on as many steroids, right? So he'd shrunk.
Well, it was a bit like you remember, like, what did you call him?
Adam Shame when he came off of steroids. When Shamer came off of steroids, he looked at when he became Coach Tripp.
Adam Rickman, remember in Coronation Street, he got replaced. What was his name? David Platt Jr. or something like that.
That's right.
And you had, who else was there?
Lucy and Neighbours. Lucy and Neighbours. Went through about three Lucy and Neighbours, I think.
A Pippa, did it have, it was always the same Pippa in Home
and Always the same Pippa.
Always the same Pippa. Always the same Pippa. Always number 10 10 reasons why Pippa was replaced in Parallels Facts says the Rey Mysterio that made his debut in WWE was different to the one in WCW. That was a rumor, apparently. Wasn't he true, of course? And Chris says, I remember a lad at school who was utterly convinced that Lex Luger was Barry Norman's son. Barry Norman for the BBC Film Review Show. You may still believe that. My favorite was Sid and his pet squirrel. story was he took it everywhere with him. Who is he talking about? Sid Vicious here, like Psycho Sid?
Psycho Sid, aye.
Sid Justice.
Yep.
Story was that he took it everywhere with him and would put it down his pants to amuse the boys until one night it bit his dick and he missed a big show because he had to get hospital treatment for his squirrel biting, squirrel biting his dick. And Darren says, the best wrestling rumour I've heard, mate, was hearing that Grado versus Abyss was a barn burner. That's magic, isn't it?
Thanks to TNA fucking tweeting that last week on this day in 2017.
Mr. Replies, remember, good, I forgot how shite he was.
Do you feel like that's your worst match?
Well, there probably was worse matches than that. They're absolutely, but non fucking the biggest pay per view of the year, for fuck's sake.
God. It's that point in the show when we open the gull wing door of the Wrestling Daft Lorien and try and avoid Libyan terrorists and head back in time to watch wrestling for days gone by. And last week, Grado told you to watch the WWE pay-per-view Retribution, which was filmed at the SECC in 2002. Now, I've watched some of it. I've not watched it all yet. I've watched some of it. But I have to say, Grado, this is like one of the weirdest shows I've ever seen.
That must blow your mind because
Who promoted it?
Andrew McManus. He's a guy from Australia. He promoted it. He basically, in JB, he stayed in Australia for a full year, working full time in an office. I think they were just going about promoting shows all around the world, but they were based in Australia. So before JB went for WCW, went for a full time job at WCW, full time job at WWE, then went to work for the Jarretts following year.
They must have lost a bit of money in this show, surely.
I think Ian Andrew, here we go again with the bold Andrew, but he linked me to something last week. I think he was bankrupt at one point or whatever, and he's back and all this. But if you type in Andrew McManus into Google, you'll get a wee bit of information on the big fella.
Nice. A very, very weird show. And that's reflected, I think, by what the punters have got to say about it. Axe of Bomberman says, match of the night was Kazarian versus Shark Boy, the fucking opening match. Nobody could say Glasgow right the whole show.
I love it.
Saw my boy Jeff Jarrett and thought he was going to save a show, but then he said he was taking on Nathan Jones. There were some weird matches, weren't there, as well? Yuck, might have been a great show in person, but awful on TV.
Can I just see about remember the Glasgow thing, right? You know, that was like JR, Glasgow. It's funny because I remember the very first TNA show that they done at Bray Head. It was as if they had so many folk in their ear saying, can you be the only American company to come to Glasgow and say it right? Because I've always remember GB going, TNA's here in Glasgow! And everybody went, way! Yeah, that's right, Glasgow, we're going to say the town right here tonight. Somebody must have been in a way to say it right. So TNA with the trailblazers with that one.
They did it. Stephen says, that moment when Lex Luger attempts to get the worst piece of cheap heat by saying Glasgow was in England. Beautiful.
Mate, I'm just getting memory hangs as well. That please say you've seen the table spot with Sabu and Simon Diamond, right?
So no, I didn't see it.
In America, if you want to use a gimmick table, mate, it's just a table. In America, you know the tables that you get at community centres over here are that fucking heavy-duty metal, you know, the silver metal.
Seriously, mate.
Sabu must have panned his backside and tried to get Simon Diamond through one of the tables. It was either Simon Diamond, whoever's in the front, it was a freeway, and I'm going, mate, there, no, that's pure Hardy Mary Hill Community Centre tables, mate. You're not going through that.
Aye.
You're not going through that.
They're tables for a plate of a caramel shortcake to be sitting on. Neil says, I was at WWE Retribution. I didn't watch it again. I seen it once. It was probably enough. But Grado was spot on with just how random it was. Mm-hmm. He says, I do remember a pop for the crowd when Jarrett came out unannounced with an NWA title. And Sting's promo being pretty special, but because of the nature of the card and just how much was thrown at us, so merged into one big wrestling themed blob, like something out of Film Society. And he says, but with Sabu and Simon Diamond rather than the guy for Baywatch, it was a good night out, though. Spoiled only by the price of the beers at SECC. Good, I always like that. Any review a Scottish guy does of any kind of show, wrestling show, fucking film, is always like, and the fucking booze was dear, man.
Do you know what was weird about that show as well? Perry Saturn had been released to WWE like maybe like 2 weeks before it. And he turned up, he done a run in one of the matches. It generally was a fucking, holy shit, man. Perry, do you know what I mean?
I think he's here.
First, like, outsider, It was like his first outside appearance for the WWE. It was mental. And in actual fact, when we were all getting let out, you know, that way when you're coming out of the SEC, you're walking slow. And fucking Perry Saturn just staggers right by me, man. With his big, massive, sweaty body, and I got to slap his shoulder.
Fucks. And was it wet?
Aye, man, he was ringing, so he was. And also, can I also just say as well that I remember my ma meant to turn right, but my Uncle Bernard came there, who doesn't drive, and he's one of these folk that thinks he knows everything, you know that way?
Aye.
And he talks like that. He was going, Maureen, turn right. No, Maureen, turn left. And I went, no, left is the green way. Listen, I know, turn right. And she fucking turned left, man, and we had to go through fucking Clyde Bank, Green Up, Largs. It took us about 2 hours to get him, man. Me and my mate Hammy, because my Uncle Bernard thought it was a left turn, but it was a fucking right turn. You're right on to the M8.
It's a nightmare driving out of that area, I think.
I also remember yeah. Kenny McBride.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kenny McBride? I also remember seeing him, and he was at a phone box, and now that way I was like, how you doing? And he was like, had the phone in his ear, and I always remember walking up to him, and he kind of like put his hands out and say, I'm on the phone. And he hung up, and he went, non-smiley.
beautiful Norman Smiley. That's a blast for the past. Chris says, go to hand it to Lex Luger in this match. How he managed to hold in his gut for that whole match was incredible. Commentators asked what he'd been doing for the past 18 months. Working in Greg's and fleecing his staff discount is my guess. Poor old Lex Luger's always getting it heavy. I'm up next. This is an easy one for me, picking what we're going to watch for a retro review. Going to watch what I think is maybe the greatest pay-per-view of all time. Last year, I watched enough shite. Where was the greatest pay-per-view of all time? It is Survivor Series season, so let's go back and watch Survivor Series 98. Let's watch Deadly Game, start to finish, and let's have a big old conversation about it next week, because I think that that is the best booked wrestling show that there's maybe ever been.
Really, man? Was that Dude Love and Stone Cold? No, is that? No, that's not that. I don't know.
It's the tournament. Deadly Game is a tournament. No spoilers in case anybody doesn't know what happens in it. I'm sure everybody does know what happens in it. But my God, what a fantastic story that tells. And just a beautiful story running through the night. I absolutely love this pay-per-view. Right up my street. So you go, that's your homework for next week. Go and watch Survivor Series 98. Watch Deadly Game. Oh, it's a deadly game. Check back your thoughts and opinions next week. So let's pick a listener of the week. Who's it going to be? Who is it going to be? Who said Bingo Bondage? Because that's Bingo Bondage is good.
Jamie.
However, I think Jordy did day well with his Pokey Bum Bum Bigelow in the squat business.
It's bad no getting him again, but we kind of get him every week. You know what I mean? I don't want him to be like that, man. Fuck.
Grado, I'm going to let you decide this, because for me, I think ultimately it's going to come down to Jamie, who has Bingo Bondage, D-Penetration X, and Nation of Ejaculation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my choice, but I'm happy for you to pick somebody else if you prefer a Hacksaw Jim Chuggin or a Giza Gobbledygooker, which is a good one.
See, but honestly, am I being too kind of... I must admit, I liked everybody's puns this week to the point where I was pissing myself at everyone, and there's never been as... There was nae, you know what I mean? There was nae complete obvious ones that you would...
I mean, this was a high level of competition here. High level of competition.
I mean, big Papa Pump and Squirt was all right, but then he fucking blew my mind with Jody Fleischlight. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good one, isn't it? That's a good one and all. What do you think, man?
John,
Ripley's good as well, isn't it? Gonorrhea Ripley is good.
Fucking superb. John, what tickled you the most this week?
I liked Hacksaw Jim Doggan, but I don't know why.
A lot of folk liked that on Twitter as well.
That was good. I think give it to Jamie, because, you know, he's obviously listened to the show. He knows the chat. He knows the Bingo Balance
exactly.
Chat.
Exactly. Dana Bingo Balance one is brilliant. Bingo Bondage.
Aye, we like that.
That's the kind of thing we like. So, Jamie, you're the champ. You're the listener of the week. Give him the belt. Get your 40 in so we can get that belt around your waist. Get the strap on you. That's it for this week's show. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple or get us in whenever you get your podcasts. We go twice a week now, so remember, so you catch us on a Friday and the Marks podcast on a Tuesday. The Marks podcast, I would say, is you're going to get a lot more wrestling information in that one. There's going to be a much less a mean Grado arsing about, just ruining the show. You're going to get your wrestling. That's for your wrestling fans podcast. Also, remember to get on our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, to check out the video version of this. And you know, and there's so much extra stuff on there as well. And you can have the wee pay-per-view parties and all that kind of stuff. Get yourself on there, fling your boys a bit of money, and why not buy yourself a t-shirt on allshop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. I hope you keep yourself safe for the pandemic out there. Keep the faith, keep hanging in there. The vaccine is just around the corner. Grado, it's been a pleasure.
I've liked this week. As I say, sorry, I know I'm...
Have we cheered you up, mate? Have we cheered you up? Are you feeling better?
Aye, I feel a wee bit better, man.
You need a kippo, mate. This boy works his cell to the bone, man. This boy works his cell to the bone. Right, up the road, Grado, it's your cell. A pleasure. See you next week, folks.
See you later. Audio Frontier.